You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I think you are. That's why you're listening. Well, you know, you wouldn't be listening if you weren't exceptional. Let's face it. We only have exceptional listeners on this radio show. Oh, anybody can listen. Just as long as you listen, if you have that exceptional American quality of good listening skills, well, you'll enjoy this radio show. Making the pitch, you know what I mean? Anyway, so welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, as we always say, because there's always a lot going on. I mean, we always talk about this 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you're on it, bit, and you are on it. Like it or not, you are on it. You are. Just face it. Get over it. You're on it. Enjoy the ride. I liken it to a spin cycle thing. Now, back in the day when I was much more svelte than I am now, I tried a spin class one time. Good God, why did I ever even think I could keep up with that? There was a time when I was very svelte and very fit, but, you know, things happen. Life moves on, right? I mean, seriously, things happen and, you know, you're less svelte today than you are. But, you know, I do keep up with the spin cycle and the spinning that goes on all the time in the news cycles. What do you think about that? And you can too. That's why you listen to Agenda 21 Radio. That's why I did Agenda 21 Radio, so we can keep up on the fast moving pace of you know, all the different things that go on in our society. And they are going on. They are absolutely going on, as you can well imagine. We have all kinds of stuff happening here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're more than happy to kind of bring it all to you here on Agenda 21 Radio. So every single morning we get up bright and early, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Who's talking about that, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed? Ah, squirrels. It always happens to do with squirrels. I don't know if you know that or not. Bright-eyed, big eyes, bushy tail. There's a thing that in the, what do you call it about that? I was reading about that the other day, actually. Actually, it was, I was reading about squirrels. I'll tell you why. I get into the squirrel story. I can't believe I'm doing this. I was doing some work. This is work up in Paradise, right? And because I've been going up to that. I've made my 9th trip to Paradise. You know, the fire thing. You know, the campfire. And it was not this last, the time before that. Life is coming back in the burned areas. This is one of the things I'm kind of documenting, is that after the fire, life comes back. You know, the green grass is starting to sprout up through the blackened grass, the carbonized grass that was there in the rolling hills and so on. So it's kind of covering up the burns. But, you know, you aren't going to get through the carbon, the black, and everything that's going on with all the trees and the communities and the houses. That's going to be around for a long time. But life is springing anew. So I go back to where my old residence was. And I said, well, I'm going to check out a few things. And all of a sudden, hippity-hoppity, comes a squirrel down the tree that used to sit in the front. Well, the tree is still alive, by the way. It comes down the front. And it's a squirrel. And he's looking at me, and I'm looking at him. It's almost like he's looking at me like I'm some sort of space alien. You know, I imagine after the fire, they survived the fire. That's the key thing. The squirrels, you know, a big gray squirrel with a big bushy tail looking at me with his eyes. Sitting there looking. I'm like, it was the stare down. I'm standing in the driveway of my former house. It's burned to a crisp. I don't have any property rights to it or anything. I'm looking at him, he's looking at me. I'm like going, wow. Bright eyes, bushy tail. Get it? That's my squirrel story for the day. No more squirrels for you. Or for me. That's why I say, I get up every morning bright-eyed and bushy-tailed like that squirrel. I look at the world like that squirrel was looking at me. What alien information are they going to give us today? And I try and sort it out for you so you're getting the facts. So, anyway, visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. paul@a21r.com. Sunday Slam is coming up, I know. Also, just a little bit of an announcement. We will be meeting in, this is the New California State Movement, people. We'll be meeting again, part two of the story of Rinal Singh, the officer who was shot in Newman, California. We're going to go to Newman, California, and pay our respects again. This time we're just paying our respect. We felt yesterday, Tuesday, God, where did it all go? We felt that on Tuesday what we could do was read our grievance, number 49, there in Newman, California, in tribute. Because, you know, obviously there's so many issues that swirl around Officer Singh. I mean, so the story is just an incredible story. A legal immigrant to the country, comes in and does his level best to acquire English language skills and get better and get better and get better. And what he does is, you know, becomes a police officer in tiny Newman. He's living the American dream. He gets married, has a baby, 5-month-old baby. And on Christmas Eve, they take a family picture. And a couple hours later, he's shot dead by an illegal foreign national. It's Sereno, gangster. The officer was doing his job on New Year's Eve. He was doing what he was supposed to do. He was collecting drunk drivers. And I was at the scene of the crime Tuesday. And it looks to me like what I was, I think what was happening was he stopped at a market, the perp, the Sereno. He stopped at the market and picked up a couple of 12 packs and drove off in the car. And just down the street from there, he gets pulled over by the police officer, Officer Singh. And the next thing we know, he's radioing, shots fired, officer down. He's rushed off to the hospital and later dies of his wounds, leaving a 5-month baby and his wife. And us to wrestle with the sociological problems in the whole scene of this drama that's playing out right now in California. And the United States. How many cities have sanctuary city status in your states? Huh? Just not in California. It's a problem nationally. And what happens in sanctuary cities and states? They harbor criminals. Criminals. California, the criminal capital of the world, and growing, because we love criminals here. We love our criminals. We love them so much, it's okay to kill our cops, right? No, it's not. We'll be back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, speaking of burning down the house, we might as well just burn it all down, right? Sure, we'll just burn down the house. Burn down the house. Okay. Let's see. We've got a situation going on here, which is kind of interesting. And it's an interesting situation in that the path to give California 12 senators and Vermont just one. Ha-ha. What an awesome idea, don't you think? Sure. California, just no more for you. Only one for you, Vermont. 21 for California. You're sitting there thinking, what the heck is that all about? Why not? Come on, we live in California. We deserve 21 senators. U.S. senators. Right? Don't you think? Now, you guys, listen, don't be fussy with us. You deserve, everybody else deserve, we deserve it. Because we're the fruits and nuts. Right? We're special. We are so special out here in California that we deserve more senators. U.S. senators, I might add. I think that's appropriate. I really do. Then the hell with everybody else. We'll have our senators and we'll just go home. And everybody's thinking, well, you just leave the country. Yeah, that's probably what they'd really, really, really like to have happen is for us to leave the country. Right? Well, there's people in, well, all around the world would love to see that. Get rid of California. Right, right. Break up the union. Yeah, that's right. Well, and, of course, the question is, what is the union going to look like if you have 21 senators in California, only one in Vermont? I mean, and what about the other states are going to get only one senator? If any, I don't even know how the plan's going to work out. We're going to find out here in a second, but I'm just raising the ire. Now, we've seen how this works before. We have seen this before. So you're thinking, where is he going with all this? We have seen this before. In 1964. The decision for Reynolds versus Sims. What a great idea that's been. How's it working out for California? How's it working out for New York? How's it working out for Washington? How's Seattle, Washington? You know, I'm speaking of the state Washington. How's that working out for Oregon? How's that working out for Virginia? Oh, and I know. How's it really working out for Chicago, Illinois? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say Chicago, Illinois? Aren't those two states? Chicago and Illinois? No. It's the state of Illinois, and Chicago is a city, not a state, within the state of Illinois. Well, Paul, they've got three-quarters of the population of Illinois and Chicago. Yes, that's true. You got it. And where's all the control? Well, it comes from Chicago, of course. We have a democracy in these states. Don't you like it when a plan comes together? Yeah, when we got the decision of Reynolds versus Sims, it created democracies. What a great idea to have a democracy. I didn't even realize that democracy wasn't existing in America. Then Reynolds versus Sims, they come and save democracy for America. Those wonderful human beings, those Reynolds versus Simmers. Warren Court. How's that working? How's that democracy working out for California? Well, let's see. A lot of homelessness. Yeah. How's that monoparty? Well, there's only one political party now. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. That works. Yeah. Okay. Monoparty. The monoparty meets as long as they want, whenever they want, and they pass laws like whenever they want. Yeah, that's good. It gets done more efficient that way. Okay, that sounds like it's a real good democracy. That sounds to me like it's a good democracy, doesn't it, you? Don't you love it when a plan comes together? We'll have a nice little democracy. We'll have a nice little democracy for ourselves. We'll oppress ourselves, and we'll all feel good for it. Don't you just love when a plan comes together? Now, what the heck is this guy talking about? Well, yep, this is an article that came out of The Atlantic by Eric W. Ortz, O-R-T-S, professor at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. Wharton, there you go. The Wharton School. Now, I love these constitutional professors. And now I'm saying I'm really kind of being a little sarcastic because we're kind of doing it right in New California. Hate to tell everybody, especially all you people in green and gold, we are doing it right and you're doing it absolutely pathetically wrong because you're not being real honest with people. The path to give California 12 senators and Vermont just one. Maybe the two senators per state rule isn't as permanent as it seems. Uh-oh, changing the Constitution because Mr. Ortz knows more than the Founding Fathers. He's better than that. He's a professor from the University of Pennsylvania. And, you know, Ben Franklin wasn't. Or John Hancock. George Washington. Or Madison or Jefferson. Food for thought, right? Maybe Mr. Ortz knows more than you and those founding fathers ever knew. They had no answers, of course, and Mr. Ortz has all the answers. He's an elitist, of course. I'm just guessing he's elitist. I should say that. It just seems like to me the thoughts are that he's probably an elitist. I do know this, and I have to tell you this from experience. Because this is the story, and some of you have heard this. Bear with me a little bit. I think it's poignant and salient at this moment in time. But when we first started this whole thing going on with New California, and we declared our independence, the people were going nuts. They're going nuts. And all of a sudden going, oh, I can't believe what, how's he doing? Why are you doing it? You're doing the Declaration of Independence. What's that all about? No one's done this since 1861. No one has done a Declaration of Independence since 1861. And these upstarts from New California do it. What in the world is going on? We put our money where our mouth is. We declared independence, and we're still doing it by our grieving process. By the way, the grieving process has worked out brilliantly. As you know, Tuesday, we were down grieving. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, Article 6, Section 2 of the Constitution. Guarantee clause and supremacy clauses of the Constitution, which are not being adhered to right now. In the state of California, they are not giving us those protections. And they're violating the supremacy clause, trying to break up the union. That's really what they're trying to do. Okay, so here's the deal. Here is the deal. Why don't we just break it up permanently? Or let's just affix the whole, let's seal the deal for totalitarianism that was started in the ball rolling in 1964 with Reynolds versus Sims. Okay, so, and we're going to use this guy, Ortz. He knows more than anybody else, but I want to get back to my story. I get a call from somebody very important. I always thought he was very important. He's a television guy, a law guy, and that's about all I'm going to say. Because I don't want to burnish his reputation. But he says to me, Paul, he says, well, I'm following you along here. This is in February now, just a little bit after our declaration. He says, how are you doing this? I said, what, forming a new state? I'm thinking he should know because he's an authority on the Constitution. At least he says he is on TV. I said, well, I'm following the Constitution. What do you mean you're following the Constitution? I said, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do in the Constitution. What do you mean? He says, well, I'm doing it like the Constitution says. I'm getting people together to meet with our representatives. And you know what he said? Oh, that's how you're doing it. We'll be back.
Doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliates. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755-COIN.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
Okay, we're breaking this story down here about the path to give California 12 senators in Vermont just one. Of course, it affects everybody nationally. So, and I'm couching this because this Eric Ortz is going to present this argument. I'm going to read it to you. And I'm saying this about that. I doubt if Mr. Ortz, who's never had any experience with a constitution, and I'll say this bluntly, he's an academic. But the practical matters of a constitution and the process thereof, he's never had experience with. He's a theoretical. Right? He's a theoretical. So, and this is what I discovered. I've had two big time attorneys who profess to be professors at institutions that are quite large, who have called me about what we're doing to form New California, just to let you know. And no disrespect to them, but it's pretty obvious to me now, but we're moving forward with us, with our situation. We're moving right on down the road. And it's working. It's working. And it's hard for them to stop it. How are they going to stop it? Take away the First Amendment? That's really what it is. That's the key to it all. But these guys didn't know squat, quite frankly. One of them was very, very offended, I can tell, by his own ignorance to himself. He was offended at himself, I think. My point is, and I was as shocked as you would be that you're hearing me say this, I'm thinking, wow, man, these guys are calling me. They're calling me. Oh, I'm so impressed. And then I realized they're as dumb as a stump when it comes to actual hands-on use of the Constitution and making it happen. We picked up and moved on. We're doing it. We're doing it as the citizens should do. So when we talk about the theoretical of Mr. Orts, and I haven't even got dived into the art. I have not made the plunge into the article yet. I'm just telling you, I've glanced at it. It's obviously where he's going. So this is Reynolds versus Sims play. Okay, that's that landmark decision in 1964 by the Warren Court, extreme liberal Warren. Warren Court made the decision that there would be no more federal model for the states to follow. The states and their senators, within their state senators, had to go with populations. They no longer represented a territory like a county. They represented districts based upon population. Because, you know, a county, like a state, let's say Montana has two senators, but it has sparse population compared to New York, which also has two, and California, which has two. But those senators represent the state. They represent the territory. They represent all the things within the state, including the people. And they act as a balance, a counterbalance, because they have equal representation, equal powers, if you will, in a bicameral legislature. That's the function of senators. But in with the Reynolds versus Sims, they did away with that in the states. And look what happened. California, here I come. Right? Look what California looks like today. Overrepresentation in the urban areas and no representation in the rural, which is exactly what they want. The totalitarians want that. Now they want to do it to the state, to the whole union. The article says here, 1995, Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan declared, sometime in the next century, the United States is going to have to address the question of apportionment in the Senate. Apportionment, okay? Keep that in mind. Perhaps that time has come. Today, the voting power of a citizen in Wyoming is the smallest state in terms of population is about 67 times that of a citizen in the largest state of California, and the disparities among the states are only increasing. The situation is untenable. Really? It's untenable. Those poor voters, citizens in Wyoming. Oh, my God. They deserve less than those in California. Pundits, professors, and policymakers have advanced various solutions. Bert Newborn of NYU has argued in the Wall Street Journal that the best way forward is to break up large states into smaller ones. Well, okay, New California. That's the best way. I would agree. Akhil Amar of Yale Law School has suggested a national referendum to reform the Senate. The retired Congressman John Dingell asserted here in The Atlantic that the Senate should simply be abolished. Then what? Oh, we have a democracy. Shocking. Break out the lambs. Here come the wolves. There's a better, more elegant constitutional way out, though. This is what Mr. Orts is writing. Let's allocate one seat to each state automatically to preserve federalism. But think about this. I want to interject this. It doesn't preserve power at all to the people. I want you to think about that. The people are going to get more power. Is that what we want? But apportion the rest based on population. Here's how. Here's how. Start with the total U.S. population, then divide that by 100. Since that's the size of the current, more deliberative upper chamber. Get it? Next, allocate senators to each state according to their share of the total. 2 and 1/100 equals 2 senators, 3 and 1/100 equals 3, etc. Upon the apportionment, every decade, update the apportionment every decade according to official census. Oh, and census based upon what? Illegal foreign nationals? Hello? Illegal foreign nationals? Using the 2017 census estimates as a proxy for official one coming into 2020, the rule of 100 yields the following outcome. 26 states get only one senator, having about 1/100th of the population or less. 12 states stay at 2. 8 states gain 1 or 2. And 4, and the big four biggest states gain more than 2. California gets a total of 12. Happy days. Texas gets 9. Florida and New York get 6. This apportionment shows how out of whack the current Senate has become. Really? So if you play population numbers with people, this is what you get. Forget about the resources of the state, right? Forget about the sovereignty of the state. Because now the people are going to be in charge of the House of Representatives and the Senate. How's that working out in California now with the state situation? In the new allocation, the total number of senators would be 110. Shocking. The total is more than 100 because 10 of the smallest states have much less than the population required. So you have to give them a senator. At least you get the federalism part of it, right? But are still entitled to one senator each. But they're too small to make that 1/100th business. The obvious reply is, this is impossible. The Constitution plainly says that each state gets 2 senators. There's even a provision in the Constitution that says this rule cannot be amended. Indeed, Article 5, in describing the amendment process, stipulates that no state without its consent shall be deprived of its equal suffrage in the Senate. And guess what? He's clearly got a way to get around that. Oh, I bet he does. The good communist that he is.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Concerned to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We are going to be in Newman, California tomorrow at 11 o'clock. We're going to kind of round up everybody at around 10:30 in the town square of Newman, paying their last respects to Officer Singh. He's going to be buried tomorrow, funeral's tomorrow. And he will be... in the State Theater. I think it's a state. Beautiful old theater in town there in Newman. Very small town. This is a really small town. Mayberry RFD type stuff. And it's amazing what's happening there. But we will be there in force, as many as we can gather. We were there on Tuesday and had about 30-plus people, maybe more. I got into 29, 30, and I knew there was more people, and I was looking at the visual on the YouTube that we did. So you can see that, actually, on Agenda 21 Radio and also NewCaliforniaState.com. But we're talking about this article where they want to apportion now, states more senators with more population. Okay. And in this article by this Mr. Ortiz is his name. He has tried to make the argument that he can get around the Article 5 of the Constitution. It says, in describing the amendment process, it stipulates, this is, the Constitution plainly says that each state gets two senators. This is even a provision in the Constitution that says, okay, so, yeah, that's there. See, he's not an originalist constitutionalist. That's quite obvious. No state without its consent shall be deprived of its equal suffrage. That's Article 5. This seems like a showstopper. And some scholars say it's unthinkable that even that the one state, two senator rules can even be changed. But look, when conservative lawyers first argued that the Affordable Care Act violated the Commerce Clause, that seemed unthinkable too. Our Constitution is more malleable than that. First, consider that Article 5 applies only to amendments. Congress would adopt the rule of 100 scheme as a statute. Let's call it Senate Reform Act, because it's legislation rather than an amendment. Article 5 would arguably not apply. Arguably. Second, this is his term, arguably. Second, the states, through the various voting rights amendments, the 14th, 15th, 19th, 20th, 24th, 26th, have already given their consent by directing Congress to adopt legislation to protect equal voting rights. Equal voting rights. It's quite a leap, since really what states are supposed to be for senators is their area and their equal apportionment for the state. So you want to have a balance in a bicameral legislature, right? The Senate Reform Act would simply shift seats according to population. Well, there you have it. No state or its citizens would lose the franchise. Oh, no. But the state itself would lose its representation. It's equal representation. Equal suffrage. Now, he goes on to say, note that even states that did not ratify the Voting Rights Amendments have functionally consented to them and thus also to the constitutional logic supporting a Senate Reform Act. I don't understand his logic in the real world. That's just me. As Chief Justice Clarence Thomas explained in 1995, the people of each state obviously did trust their fate to the people of the several states when they consented to the Constitution. Not only did they empower the governmental institutions of the United States, but they also agreed to be bound by their constitutional amendments that they themselves refused to ratify. Remember, too, that the Constitution is a complex framework document that has evolved over the course of more than 200 centuries. There's that word, it's evolved, and he's trying to make it evolve, too. Well, let's talk about the result of that in evolvement. Because let's extrapolate and pull in Reynolds versus Sims here. Reynolds versus Sims is what he's saying here, applying to a state. It's the federal model being raped. In other words, we have this federal model. That federal model was developed by all the states of the union. They understood the bicameral legislature business. In other words, you have a landmass called a county in a state, which is equivalent to a state in the union of states of 50. Get it? And state constitutions require that counties have representation, equal suffrage. So most states gave every county a senator for their state senators. Reynolds versus Sims came along and did exactly what he's saying should be done now. Which it meant this, that senators no longer applied to a county in their state. They had districts based upon population. And the net effect of that is this. Senators no longer consider one county their senatorial district. In fact, the state senator who services our area serves seven other counties as well. He services the interests of seven other counties. Each county is unique and different and has its own special set of differences, which, by the way, an individual senator would certainly understand if those counties had an individual senator. But now they do not have that because the concern now of the senator is population. They're just nothing more than another member of the House of Representatives. And that's helped to create, here in California, the monoparty system. So how's communism working out for California? Well, part of the pathway, was, of course, Reynolds versus Sims. This is apparently what this man wants here for the rest of the nation. Reynolds versus Sims, part deux. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill national pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliates. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755-COIN.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, we're talking about this article where they want to give states, take senators away from some states and give them to bigger states based upon population and equality. It's an when it comes down to it, this is critical race theory, what this guy is espousing. He's a racist bigot. It all comes down to there are some states that are smaller and they have two senators and they have larger white populations. And it comes down to the history of the Constitution that he talks about. And that all, originally when the Constitution was written, it was only written by white property-owning men. Almost half of whom owned slaves. And that the Voting Rights Amendments were adopted after a war to end slavery. It's all about racism and bigotry, as far as this guy's concerned. Critical race theory. You know, Obama, that's where this comes from. It's all about racism for this guy. And he clearly doesn't understand what it meant about equal suffrage for the state itself. Forget about race. Forget about any of that other stuff. You have people there. And as we see in California, they're taking away the civil rights and the rights of all Americans regardless of race. That's what Reynolds versus Sims did here. It's created a socialist utopia. Thanks for listening. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.